All right, welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. We are discussing today Siman Tzadi Beis, Sifim Aleph and Beis. We're going to talk about davening when needing to go to the bathroom. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hayotzarech l'nekavav al yispalel v'im hispalel tfilaso to'iva. If one must relieve himself, then he shouldn't daven, and if he davens, his tefillah is considered a to'iva. V'tzarech lachzor u'le yispalel, so much so that you have to go back and daven again, your tefillah doesn't even count. This applies only if one's unable to avoid relieving himself for the time that it takes to walk a parsa. Then yotza b'diyeved. If one is able to wait for the time that it takes to walk a parsa, so then he is yotze b'diyeved. But still, ideally, we say that lo yispalel ad yivdok atzmo tchila yafe. One shouldn't daven until he confirms, he checks that he need not relieve himself. Comments the Rama v'chol hanitzach l'nekavav aser afilu b'divrei Torah kol zman shegufo meshukatz min hanekavim. The Rama says that one is aser from learning Torah as long as he needs to go to the bathroom. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph comments, Al Yispalel, Dechsiv Hikol Nikras Elokecha Yisrael, Uchsiv Shmo Raglecha Kasher Teleich Abeisu Elokim, Va'amru Chazal, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmor Nikavecha, B'Shah Sha'ata Omid B'Tfila Lefana. So the Mishnah Berurah here spells out the reasoning for this prohibition, and he explains that part of the requirement of hikon, of preparing oneself for tefillah, and also we have another pasuk of shmor raglecha, which Chazal interpret as shmor nekavecha, that we're supposed to be on top of our need to go to the bathroom. So that's the requirement to check ourselves before approaching Hashem in tefillah. For what type of relief, what type of going to the bathroom are we talking about when we say that one's tefillah is a to'iva and you have to even repeat it? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Bei says as follows, V'tzarech yesh omrim d'davka l'gedolim, aval l'ktanim b'diyevet ein tzarech lachzor l'ispalel. There are some who say, this is the position of the Magen Avraham, that when we say that one's tefillah is a to'iva, that's only for a bowel movement. However, if it were just urinating, so then even if one really had to go, nonetheless his tefillah would still count. However, v'yesh cholkin de'liyah rabba ne'derech hachaim, they argue on the Magen Avraham and they say that even if one needs to urinate, so that would also cause his tefillah to be a tefillah's to'iva. How do we pasken halacha l'maisa? So the Bir Halacha says that it's hard to be machria between these two deos. Rav Yashiv says that one should daven again in this case, and you would stipulate that if your first tefillah counted, so then your second tefillah is an edava, and if the first tefillah didn't count, so then this tefillah, the second tefillah, is the real makoy. But either way, certainly as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila, we don't daven until we can confirm that we really don't need to go to the bathroom. So we also learned in the Shulchan Aruch that b'diyeved, if you were able to wait for a shiur parsa, for the time that it takes to walk a parsa, so then b'diyeved your tefillah would count. So how much is a parsa? Says the Mishnah Berurah, hiluch parsa in Siv Gimel hu arba'a milin shu shir sha'av achomesh. One parsa equals 4 mil, 1 mil equals 18 minutes, and 4 milin equals 72 minutes. So if one calculates that he's able to withhold his need for relief for 72 minutes, so then b'diyeved his tefillah would count. At what point do we measure the ability to withstand for kedei hiluch parsa? Meaning, from what time do you have to be able to wait for 72 minutes? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalet, Yachol Hamid Rotzel Omer Meis Haschala Satfila Haya Bo Koach Lishos Shir Zeh. From the time that you started davening, you were able to wait for 72 minutes to relieve yourself. Umashma Filu Imacharkach Tekef Achar Hatfila Halach Va'asat Zrachiv V'Haya Besoch Shir Hazeh Yatzah B'Diyevet. So what this implies is that if at the beginning of tefillah you were able to wait for 72 minutes, and then in the middle of tefillah the reality changed, and you really had to go to the bathroom, and so much so that you had to interrupt your tefillah to do so. So nonetheless, you would be yotze b'di'eved because at the beginning of tefillah you were able to wait for those 72 minutes. Let's get now into the din lechatchila. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzifei, Avalachatchila rotza lomar afilu yachol latzor be'atmo yoser miparsa. So even if you calculate that you could wait for even longer than 72 minutes, but you have a feeling that you should go to the bathroom. Kevan shu margish ba'atmo k'tzash, tzarech l'nekavav, once you already feel a little bit that you should relieve yourself, so then the din l'chatchila is to first relieve yourself and then come to daven. Ve'afilu emal yedei zeh she'yenaka es atzmo lo yihya yuchal lehispala lematzibur. Afilu hachi tov yoser lehispala b'yechidi b'guf naki, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's better to relieve yourself and daven with a guf naki, with a clean body, then to daven b'tzibur. Even if it's going to come at the expense of davening b'tzibur, nonetheless, one should still go to the bathroom first. However, if you see that by going to the bathroom, that you're going to miss this zman tefila, so then hiskim hamagen avram u'shari achronim shemuter lispalol imhu mishar ba'atzmo shiyuch alatzor shiur shav v'chomesh. So if it's coming at the expense of missing zman tefila in missing zman tefila in its entirety, so then if you can wait for 72 minutes, so then the achronim explain that it's better to daven and to daven within the zman tefila. Now let's get into a little bit the expansion of this din beyond tefila to other matters like divrei Torah. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzevav, afilu bedivrei Torah, v'kol shekin b'kriya shma u'shar brachos. So says the Ramah in Sif Aleph, that if one needs to go to the bathroom, so then he is unable to learn Torah and also should not recite Kriya Shema or say other brachos. Uvidiyeven, mashma medivrei haprimigodim, de'in tzarech lachzor velikros v'chein kosov haramban b'melchamos. So the Rishonim and the Achronim explain a distinction between tefila and Kriya Shema and Shar brachos. For Kriya Shema and brachos and divrei Torah, or let's say for Kriya Shema, If one needed to go to the bathroom, even if he could not withstand for 72 minutes, he would not need to repeat the Kriya Shema. That's a din only in tefillah. And that's because we saw at the very onset of our shir that for tefillah we have the mekoros of Hikol Nikras Alokecha Yisrael and also Shmor Raglecha. But those are dinim in tefillah, not a din in Kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, it's more the category of Divrei Torah, that it's inappropriate to be learning Torah or to saying words of Kedusha while one needs to go to the bathroom. However, if one did so, b'di'evet, he would be Yotze.
We could start the 72 minutes from...
from the beginning.
Of learning Torah, like 6:30.
Right. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Zayin Shegufo Meshukatz, Afilu Me'inu Mesava Kol Kach Sheyehebo Mishum Baal Teshaketzu, Kivan Sheyinu Yachol La'amod Atzmo Ad Parsa. So says he's explaining the Ramah that if one cannot wait for 72 minutes, even if it's not really pressing, but still you calculate that you can't wait for 72 minutes, so then says the Ramah that it's Asur. Again, it's also to learn under those circumstances. What about if you can wait for 72 minutes? So this is a key question. Uveparsa muter afilu b'kriyashma. Mishnah Berurah says that this is another chiluk between kriyashma and shar brachos versus tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to kriyashma and shar brachos, if you can wait for that parsa, you can wait for that 72 minutes, so then even l'chatchila, you would be allowed to learn and say kriyashma. Whereas we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that for Shmona Esrei, the Lechatchila is that you should always go to the bathroom, even if you could wait for the Kedei Hiluch Parsa. The Kedei Hiluch Parsa was only to account for a Bidiyevet for the Shmona Esrei. But for Kriya Shema and Shar Brachos, it works even Lechatchila. That's the Mishnah Berurah. However, V'ashari Tshuva Le'il B'Simin Vav Sivka Enhei Machmir B'Zeh. The Shari Tshuva equates Kriya Shema and Divrei Torah with Tefillah with respect to this din of the Parsa. And he says that the Parsa helps only B'Dievet. However, L'Chatchila, one should always go to the bathroom, even if he calculates that he can wait for 72 minutes. How do we pass in Halacha L'Maisa? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the way to account for this tension in the Mishnah Berurah is that we would say b'shas adchak, if it's a pressing situation, you can rely on the lenient opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, but that lechatchila one should follow the Shari Tshuva and always try to relieve himself prior to learning Torah or to saying brachos. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah here, so there's an exception to this rule. V'im hu malami Torah l'rabim odorish. Let's say that you're saying Torah for the rabim. U'be'emtza nitztarich l'nekavav afilu gedolim. And then in the middle, you feel the need to have a bowel movement. Mutter lo lishos atzma. So then under that circumstance, it's actually mutter to continue teaching Torah. D'bal teshakatsu hu raki surah d'rabbanan u'mepnei kavod abrios nedche. Because in this case, we're concerned for the kavod abrios of the teacher, that he's going to have to leave in the middle to go to the bathroom, and that will embarrass him. And since Baal Teshakatsu is only an Isser Derabbanan, kavod abrios overrides the Isser of Baal Teshakatsu, and one would be allowed to learn Torah and teach Torah in that circumstance in order to avoid the issue of kavod, in order to maintain kavod abrios. There are some other exceptions to the rule. The Mekor Chaim in footnote 6 says that although one is not allowed to say words of Torah, one is allowed to hear words of Torah, even while he needs to go to the bathroom. Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 8 points out that one could say Moda'ani, and the corollary is that one could say Amen when needing to relieve himself, even though other words of Torah would be problematic. Okay, let's continue now in Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Im be'emtza tfiloso nisoder lo taiva. What if you're in the middle of davening and you feel the need to relieve yourself? What are you supposed to do? Says the Mechaber, yamin atzmo ad shehigmor velo yafsik. One should try to withhold until he finishes his tefillah, and he should not pause. He should not interrupt his tefillah. Ve'im b'shas kriya shma ubechoseha nisoder. And if this happened during kriya shma or its brachos, bein l'ktan and bein l'gdolim, whether for a urinating or for a bowel movement, kore kedarko. One should continue saying Kriya Shema and its brachos as he normally does. What exactly is the case that the Shulchan Aruch here refers to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Ches. Be'emtza, rotza lomar shekodem atfila bodak atzmo. O shelo haya tzarech lenekav of klal. Before you started davening, you confirmed that you didn't need to go to the bathroom, or there was no need whatsoever. L'kach, afal pi she'achar kach nis'orer afilu l'gedolim. So therefore, even though afterwards in the middle of Shmona Esra, you feel the need to go, eino rashay l'hasik be'emtza, there would be no permission in this case to interrupt in the middle. After you finish Shmona Esrei, also lo lahamin atzmo od v'lomar kedusha. You're not allowed to continue withholding in order to say kedusha. Ki zehu inyan acher. This is the yesod we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, that when you have two different inyanim, so once you finish the first inyan, then you have to be mafsik and go to the bathroom, then return for the second inyan. You can't continue withholding in order to get to the second inyan, and kedusha would be considered a second inyan. So if you can wait for 72 minutes, he says, look back at Siv Zayin, where we saw the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva, that for things other than Shmona Esrei, i.e., like kedusha, could you say that lechatchila you can continue withholding if you can wait for the 72 minutes? The Mishnah Berurah says yes. Shari Tshuva says no. Okay. Now we saw in the Mishnah Berurah here that if you check yourself before davening and you didn't have a need to relieve yourself, so then you would continue davening in the middle. What if before davening you feel the need to relieve yourself, but you suffer from constipation? So you know that it's you can't really assess whether it's going to come or not. So Rav Vosner says it's really best in that case to take a laxative to try to relieve yourself before getting into that situation. And if you took a laxative and you know that eventually you're going to need to relieve yourself, but right now you don't feel the need, so Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says that one can daven the chatchila in that case as well. In the case of Kriya Shema, what is the Shulchan Aruch really adding? It seems like the same din as Tefillah. In both cases, he said to continue. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Tes, B'Sh'as Kriya Shema, Rotza Lomer, after B'Kriya Shema, B'Chosehu Yachol Leidich B'Makom Zeh L'Makom Acher Li'Panosham Olo Hotel Mayim. Even though during Kriya Shema and its brachos, you could walk somewhere else in order to relieve yourself. You're not in the middle of Shmona Esrei. There isn't a counter pressure of not moving. In the middle of Kriya Shema, or in the middle of its brachos, you could go somewhere else in order to be in order to relieve yourself. If one wants to continue, so you could continue, because before you started Kriya Shema and its brachos, you were in a situation where you didn't have to go. So now that it popped up, you don't have to stop. This is true only until you get to Shmona Esrei. Inyan acher, aser lo lemur. Once you come to another inyan of Shmona Esrei, so then you would have to go before starting Shmona Esrei. Because as we said before, between inyanim, you do have to pause and go. Kevan dehu tzarech lenekavav. Since you have to go to the bathroom, you can't continue with the next inyan. Concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Al kin yer lahafsik al kol panim bebirkas emes v'yatziv. So then it's best that once you know you're going to have to pause before starting Shmona Esrei, so then you should pause during emes v'yatziv. Go out and take care of your business. V'latzis lenekavav. Kedei shiyah yuchal achar kach lismahul l'tfila. Because you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to be so mekulo l'tfila. If you leave right after Birchos Kriya Shema before Shmona Esrei, you're going to interrupt gulo l'tfila. So therefore, you should do it earlier. V'yoser tovim yachal latzis bein haprakim. It's even better if you can leave in between the prakim of Kriya Shema. V'chein im nisor lo taiva kodem sheiskel haBirchos Kriya Shema. If you felt the need to go to the bathroom before starting Birchos Kriya Shema, near the aser lo leimor shuv haBirchos Kriya Shema kodem sheivdo kesatzmo. So then you have to take care of yourself. V'im kein the fimash before the ebsof simin nun. According to what we explained earlier in Simin Nun Daled, that Baruch Hu is considered part of Kriya Shema. Aser lo lemor baruch hu, because that's a different inyan. So if you felt the need to go to the bathroom during Psukah Dezimra, you could finish Psukah Dezimra, but then you have to go before baruch hu duhu inyan acher. Im lo sheyachol laham in atzmo ad parsa yash lismoch lahakel uchenizk le'ebosif ka'in zayin, that the Mishnah Berurah said that if you can wait for 72 minutes, then when it comes to Kriya Shema and Shar Brachos, then one could be makel not to have to relieve himself. But if not, if you can't wait for the 72 minutes, then you would have to go specifically after Psukah Dezimra before beginning with Baruch Hu. What if you have to relieve yourself between Geula and Tefillah? I mean, what if you're like stuck in that situation? Which one is better? So Rav Vosner says that it's actually better to daven with a Guf Naki and forego Smichos Geula with Tefillah. Okay, have a good day, everybody.